Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die.
Coming to you from the Now Network broadcast is truly, truly an honor. The Bible declares in Psalms 117, "Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord." Praise ye the Lord, saints. It is an honor to be here today speaking with you. I have a powerful word from the Lord. We will be coming from the book of Exodus, the 13th chapter, verse 17 to 22. Again, Exodus, the 13th chapter, Exodus 17 to 22. Oh, hallelujah, bless his name. Today, we're going to be talking about Moses and the Israelites. We're going to be talking about how God delivered the Israelites out of bondage under the hands of Pharaoh. Oh, hallelujah. If you remember, Joseph had favor with Pharaoh. And so now Joseph had died. A new Pharaoh has came upon the land. And now the Israelites no longer have that favor with the new Pharaoh. And so the Bible said that because of the Israelites had become so great, Pharaoh enslaved them. Oh, hallelujah. Pharaoh had enslaved them. Now, the Bible said that God had heard the cry of the people. And I don't know what I'm talking to today, but God hears your prayers. God hears your cries. He hears you. And so now, since God hears the cry of his people, he sends Moses back there to deliver them out of bondage. You know, I like the point that God had preserved Moses. You know, we remember when they was when the Pharaoh went through killing all the 2-year-old babies on down, and Moses' mother had put Moses into a basket, and I'm gonna tell you, I have to let you know that all this was part of God's plan to save his people. And so we see that now God is going back into God is going into Egypt to deliver his people. And, you know, I don't know who I'm speaking with today. You may have been in Egypt too long. Oh, hallelujah. You may be in an Egypt of addiction, an Egypt of depression, of poverty. You know, you have been there too long in Egypt today, and God wants to deliver you. God wants to deliver you. God has heard your cry. He has heard your prayers. And God said, I have not forgot your labor of love. Get ready. Prepare yourself like the Israelites. They prepared themselves to be free. So prepare yourself, oh, hallelujah, to be ready, to prepare yourself and be, so you can be delivered in the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. And so today we're talking about Moses and the Israelites. But dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, we glorify you today. Lord, we thank you for your word that's going to go forth. It's going to go forth with power. It's going to go forth with revelation. Lord, I ask you to speak through me a word, oh God. Lord, many people that are listening in today need a word from you, God. I pray that I decrease while you increase, oh God. I pray that Holy Spirit, that you speak through me, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I give you praise. I give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. So the Bible says when Pharaoh finally let the people go. Now, when Pharaoh, I want to stay here right now. When Pharaoh finally let the people go, when your taskmaster finally let you go, when depression finally let you go, when sickness finally let you go today, God did not leave them along the main road that runs through Philistine territory. Even though that was the shortest route to the promised land, God said, now we hear God speaking, if the people are faced with a battle, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. Oh, hallelujah. Now, God is taking them the long way in spite of there's a short way to go. And see, sometimes when you think this is the quick way, when you say why God is doing things a certain way, well, the quick way, the fast way is not God's way. And I don't know who I'm speaking to today. You know, many people may go to jail or lose their jobs or need finances. Their finances fall short. And sometimes they figure the quick way is the right way. Oh, no. The quick money, stealing, lying, cheating may be the best way. But the quick way is not God's way. The quick way is not God's way. And sometimes God wants us to be patient. Sometimes God wants you to be dependent on him. You see, now, the Israelites, God had delivered them from Egypt. Okay, they had seen what God had did. God had afflicted the land of Egypt with plagues. They've seen what God can do. Now they're out of Egypt, and now they're pushing towards the Red Sea. Now, you see that God can deliver you out of Egypt, but sometimes people doubt if he can part the Red Sea. I don't know who I'm speaking through to today, but God, just like God delivered you from one thing, That battle, that trial that you're going through today, God can deliver you from that trial and that battle, just like he delivered you from that last battle. Okay, so Isaiah 55 and 8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord." God may be trying to, I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but God may be trying to protect you from something or somebody. You see, if I take you the short way may get you there, but the short way will not keep you there. Now, you can go the short way, but the short way won't keep you there. The short way will not keep you there. Oh, hallelujah. So God had to take them the long way, because sometimes the quick way won't keep you delivered. The quick way won't keep you from going back to that drug. The quick way won't keep you from being not being depressed. The quick way. But God, sometimes God has to take you the long way. God has to take you the long way to get you to your destiny, to get you to the place where you say, I'm not going to go back to Egypt. I'm not going to go back to slavery. I'm tired of the enemy enslaving me to people, enslaving me to drugs, enslaving me to my emotions. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. Somebody need to get excited. This word is from you. The quick way is not going to keep you. But God is taking them the long way. Why? Why is God taking them the long way? Again, so you can stay delivered. So you can stay healed. So you can stay saved. Oh, I heard somebody saying, the one saved is always saved. And, you know, I don't believe that. I believe that once saved, genuinely saved is always saved. But some people can be going to being a backslider or go back into the world that's contrary to God's world, what God has called us to do. And so we have to trust God that whatever that's going on in our life, that God is working things out on our behalf. Okay, and so we see that God said that if I take them around the short way, and they may see that they may have a battle ahead, there may be obstacles ahead, they may be scared and they may want to go back. Oh, it's too hard to stay off of drugs. It's so hard to stay safe. It's too hard to stay single. Oh, I'm tired of waiting on God. God said, if you see the battle in front of you, God said, I'm going to protect you. So because you see the battle, you see the obstacles in front of you, you may want to go back into bondage. You may want to go back to Egypt. And so instead of God taking you the short way, God is taking you the long way. I know I've been on this short and long way, but I need someone to get it today. I need someone to get the word of the Lord. And so he says in the 18th verse, so God led them a roundabout way through the wilderness towards the Red Sea. Thus, the Israelites left Egypt like an army ready for battle. Oh, hallelujah. You must be ready. Oh, hallelujah. You must be ready when God is telling you to be ready. You must be prepared to be ready. Oh, hallelujah. You know, God got us standing at the Red Sea. So you might be talking to God, but God, now you have us standing at the Red Sea. A lot of water. Water, lots of water. Oh, hallelujah. First of all, God could have delivered them. But now, God, you got us standing at the Red Sea. You got us standing in front of a problem that only you can fix, God. A problem only you can move. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. Only you can move this problem, God. Only you can part this Red Sea in front of me. Oh, hallelujah. Only you. This may seem like it's a big problem, but God has said, no problem is too hard for me. Oh, hallelujah. So you may be faced with some small obstacles. Now, you could have probably dealt with some small obstacles if you went the short way. But now, you're looking at the Red Sea in front of you. You're looking at the flood that's in front of you, the water that's in front of you. Now, God, I know if you deliver me, somebody needs to confess to today. Lord, I know if you deliver me from Egypt, from the hands of Pharaoh, you have delivered me from being a slave, you have delivered me from being beaten and abused and talked down on, not eating the best of the best. If you have delivered me, Lord, from all the sickness and disease, if you have delivered me from Egypt, I know you're about to part the Red Sea. I know you're about to move the Red Sea for me, God. Somebody needs to start confessing this. Lord, I know that you will do what your word said that it will do. Lord, I thank you right now for parting the Red Sea for somebody. Right now, Lord, I thank you. I thank you in the name of Jesus. In spite of how it looks, God is directing you through the wilderness. We have to see, we have to be mindful that even if we're in the wilderness, somebody need to get this today. God is directing your footsteps. God is directing your footsteps through the wilderness, in spite of what it may look like. In spite of it, God is directing you through the wilderness. And so the 19th verse says that Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for Joseph had made the sons of Israel swear to do this. He said, God will certainly come to help you. God is your helper. When he does, you must take my bones with you from this place. The Israelites left Sukkah and camped at Etham on the edge of the wilderness. The Lord went ahead of him. He guided them during the day with a pillar of cloud, and he provided light at night with a pillar of fire. This allowed them to travel by day or by night, and the Lord did not remove the pillar of cloud or pillar of fire from its place in front of the people. You hear this? God was with them in the wilderness. So you may think that you might be all in this thing in the wilderness alone. But God, oh hallelujah, somebody, God is with you. God is with you. You know, like I'm reminded of Moses. When God called Moses to go back to Egypt to deliver the people, Moses was fearful. He tells God, he said, if Pharaoh asks who I am, who sent me? God said, tell him, I am who I am, sent you. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody need to get excited. God spoke to Moses while he was at the burning bush. God now is with, even though the children, the Israelites is in the wilderness, and they stay in the wilderness for 40 years. God was directing their footsteps. God was protecting them from the enemy. You see here that God took them one way because he was protecting them from their enemy. Oh, hallelujah. It may take a little longer for you to get where you need to get to your destination. But we have to be mindful that God is protecting you from your enemies today. I'm reminded when Daniel was in the lion's den, because he wouldn't bow down to King Darius. God protected him from the mouth of the lion. Oh, hallelujah. See, I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but you may think that you are in the lion's den. You may think that you are in the wilderness by yourself, but God is protecting you. God is protecting you. He's not only protecting you, but he's directing your footsteps. Oh, hallelujah. Every footstep, oh, that you're taking, God is directing your footsteps. You see here, the Bible says that God was in the pillar, in the cloud, the pillar of the cloud by day. And he led them in a pillar of fire by night. God was totally in control of what was going on. And even if they stayed in the wilderness longer than they were supposed to stay in the wilderness. Oh, hallelujah. You see, they stayed in the wilderness longer than they were supposed to stay in the wilderness because of their disobedience. And I don't know who I'm speaking to today. You may be in your wilderness. You may be in the lion's den right now. But you've been there too long because what? Because of your disobedience. Because of your rebellion. Oh, hallelujah. God is trying to get you to change your ways. It's a lesson why you're in the wilderness. It's a lesson why you're in the lion's den. God may want you to submit to him. It's a lesson. We have to look, why are we in the wilderness? Why are you in the lion's den? You have to look at, you need to say, God, what are you trying to show me today? What are you trying to tell me today, Lord? What are you trying to get? What are you trying to convey to me today, Lord? Oh, hallelujah. I remind them of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Oh, the Bible says that they was in the fiery furnace. God was with them. Just like God directed the Israelites while they was in the wilderness. It's just like God was with Moses while he was in the burning bush. And while God was with Daniel when he was a lion's den. Now we see God is with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego while they're in the fiery furnace. Oh, hallelujah. God is there, saints. God is right there. You wonder, sometimes we want to have the pity party. Lord, where are you? Why are you not doing this? And why are you not doing that? God said, I'm right here. I'm right here. Somebody now, they need strength. Somebody today needs peace. Oh, hallelujah. God wants to deliver you out of Egypt. God want to deliver you out of bondage. God want to keep you peaceful. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody today might have high blood pressure today because of stress. Oh, God wants to heal and deliver you. Oh, hallelujah. God want to do a twofold thing on you. He want to heal and deliver you today. Oh, hallelujah. I'm reminded when God was with Elijah. Oh, hallelujah. And the 450 prophets of Baal try to come up against Elijah, the one prophet. One prophet against 450 false prophets. Oh, hallelujah. You know, saints, we serve a God that answers by fire. Oh, yes, we do. We serve a God that answers by fire. Oh, hallelujah. I love it that God spoke in the clouds. I was doing some research on it, and I was just really excited how God spoke through the clouds. Even in the book of Luke, when John the Baptist was baptized Jesus, the Bible said that God spoke through the cloud. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Oh, many times that God spoke in the cloud. The Bible said that they did not, this is one of the ways that they knew where to stop at. Because once the cloud stopped over the tabernacle, the people were supposed to camp there. Oh, I'm teaching you something today. But when the cloud was taken up, then it was time to move. Oh, hallelujah. Now, it's a time to be still, and it's a time to move, saints. Oh, you might be in your standing still season right now. God may be calling you to stand still. Oh, hallelujah. Stand still. God is saying, stand still. Trust me. Eat off my word. Thirst off my word. God may be telling you to be still for a season. And then when God has done what he has called you to do, and when God has molded and shaped you, now he says, okay, now it's ready. I'm ready for you to move on. I'm ready for you to go. I don't know who I'm talking to today. You may be in a stance. You might be saying, Lord, I don't know what's going on. I haven't had any, no one asked me to speak. I don't know what's going on, Lord. God may be calling you to be still. And then after you've been still and heard from God, then he's telling you to move forth. And so we see that now he says, now since I had delivered you from Egypt, I'm not going to leave you out in the wilderness. Oh, somebody need to get excited. Now, since I have delivered you out of Egypt, I'm not going to leave you out in the wilderness. Why? Because you are my people. Why? Because I have chosen you. Oh, hallelujah. I'm excited. Oh, God is not going to leave you in the wilderness. Oh, God, I don't care how long it takes. You will get to your destiny. The destiny depends on you. It depends on your obedience. It depends on your faithfulness. It depends on you. How long is it going to get you? Take for you to get there? Oh, hallelujah. I'm reminded that God, he spoke. The Bible said the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. That's in Exodus 16:10 and 24:10. You want to, oh my goodness, if you want to do some really deep study on the cloud, the glory of the Lord filled the temple. The glory. Oh, hallelujah. The glory of God filled the temple, the tabernacle. Oh, hallelujah. God was totally in control of it. He's telling Moses, I want to use you for you to deliver the children out of bondage, but once they come out of bondage, I'm going to be right with them in the wilderness. You're not alone. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but you are not alone. You are not alone. It said that God, 21 says that, and the verse 21 says, the Lord went ahead of them. He guided them during the day with a pillar of cloud. You have been directed. You have been directed by the pillar of cloud. And he provided light at night with a pillar of fire. Oh, why? Because God wanted to protect them. God wanted to make sure that they was not going to die in the wilderness. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. God wants to make sure that you're not going to die in the wilderness. He was reassuring the people, I am with you. And every obstacle that you may come up against while you're in the wilderness, I'm going to be directing you in the cloud. Even when it's daylight, I'm going to be directing you. Even when it gets night, I'm going to be directing you in the fire. Of the fire of a cloud by night. God is saying, you will not die in the wilderness. You will not die in the wilderness. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You will not die, declare the Lord, in the wilderness. You will not die, declare the Lord, in the lion's den. God is with you. God is with you. God wanted to, he was physically appearing himself in the cloud. Somebody need to get this today. God was physically appearing himself in the cloud. Oh, you need to get excited. You need to get excited when you go outside and just see a cloud in the sky. Oh, hallelujah. God wants to get you to the promised land. God wants you to be delivered, set free, and he wants you to enjoy the abundance. But first, you have to do something. You have to make the first move today. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. Bless his name. And the pillar of the cloud by day. And he led the people and the pillar of the cloud, and the fire of the cloud by night. Oh, hallelujah. Bless him. The pillar of fire by night. That's what he did. And I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but I thank the Lord for the word. Many people need to transition out of Egypt and get into the promised land. And we have to remember, Lord, that getting to the promised land, getting to the things that you have told us, the promises of God. Lord, we know that we're going to face obstacles. We know we're going to come up against some pain. We know we're going to come up against some trials. We know we're going to come, people are going to talk about us. We know in between the Egypt and the promised land, there are going to be obstacles, God. But I thank you, Lord, right now today that you have reminded us that you are in the wilderness, that you are in the cloud, that you are directing our footsteps, that you are in the fire, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. I give you praise. I give you glory in the name of Jesus. Those that are listening today, if you have something that you want the Lord to do for you today, you know, you have to pray and you have to trust if it's in God's will. If you ask it in God's will, okay, because God is not going to go against his will. Whatever you're asking God for, you have to trust and believe that he will come through for you. In between the Egypt, in between bondage, in between the wilderness and the promised land, trust God. Oh, hallelujah, bless his name. I thank the Lord for the word today, and I pray that it landed on good soil today. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen. I will be talking to you next week. Praise God. Amen.